Hello, I'm Oliver Condy, the editor of BBC Music Magazine, and welcome to the BBC Music Podcast. You can buy a copy of the magazine at your local newsagents or download our app to your iPad, Kindle Fire or Android tablet. And for the latest music news and more, head to our website at classical-music.com. This week, we gather together members of the BBC Music Magazine team for First Listen, a monthly slot where members of the magazine editorial team chat about and rate an important new release. With me in the BBC Music studio today are Jeremy Pound, the deputy editor, Rebecca Franks, our reviews editor, and for the very first time, Rosie Pentreath, our online editor and staff writer.
Hello.
This month we've been listening to a recording of Andrew Litton performing his own transcriptions of improvisations by the late Canadian jazz pianist Oscar Peterson on the BIS label, simply called A Tribute to Oscar Peterson. So has this disc got a swing to it, or has it left us singing the blues? Before we talk about this disc, let's listen to the opening track, Lulu's Back in Town. So that was Lulu's Back in Town, performed by conductor and pianist Andrew Litton. Jeremy, you loved this disc, didn't you?
Yeah, it caught me by surprise. I actually talked to Andrew about something completely different about 2 years ago, and he told me at the time that he had this project in mind. And he said at the time, I think his exact words were that he is completely obsessed by Oscar Peterson at the moment. It's all he could think about. And this is then when he was doing a lot of the transcriptions and practicing and preparing to take it to the studio. I will be honest, I'm not hugely familiar with kind of vast amounts of Oscar Peterson's original performances, so I don't have the biggest frame of reference to actually compare one with the other. But as a disc in its own right, so I just love it. I think it's beautifully played. It makes you realise what a fantastic pianist Andrew Litton is, which we don't often get made aware of because he's a conductor. And I think it's a really nicely put together programme as well.
I mean, I interviewed Andrew actually for the April issue of the magazine, and what came over was an absolute love of Oscar Peterson's playing. I mean, he knew him, sort of stalked him backstage, you know, wanted to get to know him and met him several times. And in fact, the picture on the front of the CD is him meeting him backstage, you know, looking suitably starstruck. Oscar Peterson was such a phenomenal musician. And I think what you have to bear in mind is these were improvisations. These were sort of once performed, never heard again pieces. And what Andrew Litton has to do is try and inject some of that spontaneity into his his transcriptions, which he's practiced fiercely, which he's recorded again and again and again. And I think it's a wonderful achievement to get that sparkling sense of spontaneity.
That's what really intrigued me about this. One of the big questions I had before I started to listen was, what on earth will it be like playing, learning, and as if it was a composed piece of music written by Beethoven or Rachmaninoff or whoever, and then having something that was improvised, could he possibly capture that spirit? Would it work? But actually, he's such a dazzling pianist that it doesn't feel like a pale imitation of Oscar Peterson. It's a real pleasure to sit down and listen to this music.
Rosie, you're not so sure, are you, though?
Yeah, I mean, I agree that it's amazing piano playing, and I was... like you were saying, it's an amazing achievement and it's an amazing tribute to take these works and so carefully listen and then play them back. But for me, when I heard about it, I was excited to hear it, but I was thinking about spontaneity myself, and I tried not to, you know, doubt it, that it would sound spontaneous. And I think often the spontaneity is there, but yeah, for me, it did feel very much like a classical pianist who has written down an improvisation and is now playing it. And it felt... I just couldn't feel that kind of jazz rhythm and that jazz kind of dance that that Peterson plays with.
I thought it was interesting as well that in the notes he's talking about how he sort of discovered the transcriptions, and it was actually a third pianist, Stephen Osborne, who had previously transcribed a few pieces, and Andrew Litton had heard them at a friend's 50th birthday party and was completely sort of transfixed by the idea. And I think also Stephen Osborne sometimes plays, you know, one or two in concert. And I thought that would be a really lovely idea, to be able to have some of this music written down to play in a wider programme of American composers or other jazz-influenced composers like Capustin, or, you know, it's sort of a lovely resource for pianists to have, that this music's not lost.
But before we carry on talking, let's hear the very ambitious Wild Perdido, which actually finishes off this CD. So that was Perdido, performed by Andrew Littner, a transcription of an improvisation by Oscar Peterson, in fact, one which Andrew Littner confesses kept him up all night sweating, I think, difficult as it was. One of the wonderful things, I think, about the recording is that Andrew Littner dragged a Bösendorfer Imperial Grand all the way from the South Bank in London. He sourced one. There aren't many around, actually, because I think Yamaha sort of bought up Bösendorfer and basically got rid of all the Imperial Grands. So there aren't that many around, so he took it up to Potten Hall. And so what we do have is not only Andrew Littner trying to recreate Oscar Peterson's notes, but also try and recreate the sound as well. Because
that was the piano.
Was the piano that Oscar Peterson loved. It's roundness. And it's also, it's pedalling. The pedal, Oscar Peterson had the most wonderful, apparently, according to Litton, sort of feather light touch on the pedal. And I think that's what he brings out here, that sort of clarity of sound and with that smoothness.
Yeah. I think with this disc, we have got that, you know, Litton being so faithful to Peterson. So it's kind of, it's gone full circle in that he's admired him as a jazz pianist. And he's made so much effort by bringing this piano to where he's playing and also transcribing the work so clearly. But I feel that it's like the jazz, and I'm probably obsessing on this a little bit, but just the jazz notion and, you know, Peterson's true genius, perhaps, and his spontaneity and his, you know, his wonderful way of leaning back on the beat. That So when I listen to lots of Peterson and I listen to the Litton, and each time I just miss that kind of leaning on the beat or kind of being slightly behind the beat.
Do you think it's supposed to be a jazz disc? I mean, thing about this.
Well, that's it. I think it's supposed to be something completely different. I think this is paying tribute to Oscar Peterson, not trying to replicate his performances. He's trying to pay tribute to Peterson as a composer. Because as Andrew himself writes in the sleeve notes, there are some phenomenal harmonies in here, which, of course, Peterson was just doing them on the spot. But the fact he's actually spent ages transcribing them and learning to play them as a proper piece terrific.
And let's not forget, of course, that cadenzas used to be improvised all the time, and, you know, people have written those down. And, you know, as an organist myself, a lot of preludes and fugues improvised by Bach, Buxtehude, Böhm, you know, those sort of people. So this is simply a noble tradition which has been carried on after a gap of centuries.
He himself was trained as a classical pianist, and his teacher had studied with a pupil of Liszt. And there's a lovely description actually by the writer and critic Geoffrey Smith saying of Peterson's playing, yes, this might just be the way Liszt would play jazz. And I think that kind of sums up.
Well, exactly. And the other thing is that Peterson, Litton is not sitting there in kind of Ronnie Scott's on a sort of Saturday evening with a live audience. He is in a concert hall or stroke studio in the middle of Suffolk on a cold winter's day, completely empty apart from a few mics and a producer. It's a completely different scenario. So what he does, I think he does very well. And
we listened to track 7, the Basin Street Blues. I mean, you wouldn't have thought that came out from a soggy afternoon in a cold concert hall in Suffolk, would you? So let's just hear an extract from that. So that was the Basin Street Blues, played by Andrew Litton on a new disc on the BIST label of Litton playing Oscar Peterson improvisations. It's a phenomenal feat to get all those notes down. The amount that Oscar Peterson crammed in, the amount that, and all the subtleties and all the different sort of harmonic changes, is quite extraordinary.
What I'd love to know is how tempted Andrew Litton and Stephen Osborne before him were to actually make little changes here and there, kind of having heard them thinking, well, actually, maybe that might work a little bit better. But I understand that they actually stayed exactly to the note. Is that right?
Well, that's not entirely true. I think, obviously, when you're improvising, you are bound to make a mistake. So I think there was a sense of, should it be a G-sharp? Well, did he really mean an A? You know, was there a sense that actually he slipped a bit? Should be, because you are making a recording that people are going to hear again and again and again. And if you're simply improvising, well, it's there and it's there no more. So I think there may have been a few, in inverted commas, corrections of, in inverted commas, wrong notes. But I think on the whole, it's pretty faithful, 99.9% faithful.
It is incredible how they did that transcription, because you're listening along and every so often you stop and think, wow, they did that all by ear. They had to stop and, well, I think he used an iPhone app. Is that correct?
Yeah, he used, well, I mean, some of the notes are so thick and come at you so thick and fast that, of course, in the good old days when cassettes were around, you could simply slow the cassette down. But things are so much more different with digital. So I think he found an iPad app, which is, I think it's called sort of Slow Music Down. I think it's as simple as that, really. And he demonstrated it, and you can hear the notes, each note, just played simply, and you can almost write it down as it's being performed. You've then got to have, of course, have a very good ear to decipher which notes are in the chord, but it makes life a lot easier.
We'll never know, of course, but it'd be wonderful to know what Oscar Peterson's own thought about doing something like this would be. Kind of, would you think it's against the spirit of what he was doing, or do you think he'd actually utterly approve of someone paying such homage to his compositional skills?
I don't know. What do you think, Rosie?
I'm not sure. I mean, again, jazz, These were moments from one night, perhaps, and that's how we can think of them, and where Peterson was playing, probably without thinking, he was playing very much from his heart. I think he would have loved the disc in that it is, you know, a very loyal tribute, a very special thing to do. Someone who admires him so clearly has spent so much time, and it's his dream. Litton said it was his dream to record this disc, and in that way it is true to the spirit of what Peterson did. But then if you're going to be picky and a little bit fussy, perhaps it's not true jazz in the traditional sense, or the smoky Ronnie Scott sense. But
no, and I did ask yes. Litton, was he prepared to then, you know, try his own hand improvisation? I think a look of horror came over his face.
Interesting.
It is for some people, it is not for others.
Yeah. It's interesting how, as classical musicians, you're quite generally not trained to improvise. Why we don't do that?
Musician schools used to.
I guess organists do.
Organists do. But you won't find pianists improvising cadenzas anymore.
But, you know, for most people doing, you know, learning, doing exams, that kind of thing, you don't do that as part of...
Well, my graded exams used to sound like improvisations. Not intentionally, but they did.
But I think there's a real point here. I think, you know, the only place you do find improvisation is on the organ and in jazz. Yeah. And it used to happen a lot more. People used to make up preludes and fugues. People used to make up, you know, dances on the violin. People used to, before there was much more... Before there was really the sense of a concert, the sense of much more formal music making.
And I think perhaps... if I was to be picky again, I'd say that if Andrew Litton kind of thought about what he admired in Peterson, perhaps the improvisation is such a big thing. It's such a... Yeah, Peterson's playing really was from the heart, and this incredible talent. It was, you know, phenomenal. You can't confine it into anything, really. It just is what it is, and I feel like transcriptions are a way of confining it. And I feel perhaps if Litton could forget his fear of improvisation, and that may have been another approach that showed equal respect for the works. And yes, classical musicians don't learn to improvise, but perhaps if they loved jazz enough, they might turn their hand at that. Once they've got this amazing technique. I mean, that would be an amazing fusion, to have incredible classical controlled technique but also have the heart behind it to just be able to use it to just play so freely.
Well, of course, Frieder Gulda did
which is what Peterson did because he was classically trained.
Well, and you know, Peterson said the whole idea of jazz is that if you think of a phrase, you should be able to play it.
Mm. So before we have our scores on the Doors, shall we listen to Over the Rainbow? So that was, of course, Harold Arlen's Over the Rainbow, performed by Andrew Litton, who's in turn performing Oscar Peterson. So let's have some scores, Rebecca.
I'd like to give this lovely disc an 8 out of 10. I'm very glad to have heard it, and we'll definitely be returning to it, and would love to hear some of these in recital as part of a sort of mixed programme.
Rosie?
Similarly, I was, you know, extremely pleased to hear it, but I would give it a 7. You know, phenomenal playing, that, you know, absolutely top world-class playing, but just the element of the kind of spontaneity in the jazz I missed.
Jeremy?
Since I received this disc, I have played it on the train several times on the way to work. I've been playing it while I've been working. I've actually been listening to it in its own right, by itself, at home with a glass of wine several times. I absolutely adore it, and I'm going to give it 9 out of 10.
Excellent. I have found this complete delight, actually, enhanced further by talking to Andrew Litton about his unabashed love of the music of Oscar Peterson. I'm going to give it an 8.5. I just think it's a wonderful, very entertaining CD that I don't think is trying to pretend to do too much other than sort of rejoice in the great music making of a great pianist. My half, of course, muddies the arithmetics, so we're ending with 8.125. So a very jazz-like 8.125 for Andrew Litton's tribute to Oscar Peterson. So that brings us to the end of this month's First Listen. Join us next month when we'll be getting together once more to discuss another major new release. Goodbye. Thank you for listening to this BBC Music Magazine podcast, which was produced in our Bristol studio by Jack Fletcher. For more of our podcasts, visit our website at classical-music.com or simply head to iTunes.